One of the most significant pieces of legislation passed by this year's General Assembly has so far gone relatively unnoticed. And next week, Governor McDonnell is expected to sign this legislation that could potentially change the way older people are cared for in the final years of their lives, and in the process make room for what some are calling granny pods in backyards across Virginia.
284 square feet, and it would be what we call a medical environment, and it is what you would think of as a state-of-the-art hospital room or a nursing home room that is transportable, and you would be able to put it on a homeowner's property. And it would have an umbilical relationship with the primary residence, much like an RV would if you had a camper or something like that.
The Reverend Kenneth Dupin is the inventor, CEO, and driving force behind the concept and the company that seeks to keep aging relatives close to home in their final years.
It is in no way an indictment against nursing homes. They do very well with what they're asked to do.
But he says, as he made his rounds as a minister, he was appalled at the way this country seemed to deal with his aging population.
Virtually no other culture in the world does this. In every other culture, you get more value as you age. You have more prestige. You're more esteemed. Where in the United States, we are a culture that worships, from my perspective, and proportionately as you age, that becomes a challenge to the culture and to everyone around us.
But a tidal wave of baby boomers may force us to redefine how we treat our older population, which is set to double in the next 10 years. There aren't enough facilities to handle it, nor is there enough money to pay for it.
And when you talk about family-managed care as opposed to insurance or federally funded care, a family can take care of a loved one for probably half the money that an institution can, and it seems so much more desirable to us when we think about, and this is truly not an indictment against nursing homes, but somewhere between 15 and 17% of all of the people in a nursing home have less than one visit a year.
Dupin's Med Cottage addresses both real cost and human costs. And he quickly found friends at the General Assembly to pass legislation to make it possible.
The access that we had to the people who eventually made the decision was unbelievable, especially when you consider the fact that we did not make a single campaign contribution. And many of these delegates and senators went home to local municipalities that were obviously some that were opposed to it.
He suspects there will be legal challenges ahead. The law is unprecedented, but he says so is the challenge.
It's funny in that everybody believes that they're going to die in their sleep some night in their bed. And, after Thanksgiving dinner at their children's house at 90 years old. I mean, that's honestly how we think.
Dupin says part of the problem is we don't think until it's too late. The Med Cottage would require a permanent foundation, hookups, and a lease that could run $2,000 a month. It would have sophisticated monitoring equipment on board that could be read at the main house. Whatever additional care is needed would be up to the family. But Dupin believes it could be an affordable and attractive option.
This is an idea. Time has come.
Next week, Governor McDonnell is expected to sign the legislation into law, and sometime in June, a prototype of Ken Dupin's Med Cottage will be unveiled. More information is available online at medcottage.com. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.